Maryland Family Network, along with several other organizations, have declared April 10th through May 5th as the month of the young child. Doug Lent from Maryland Family Network is here to tell us what that means.
Several organizations which serve families with young children have teamed up this year to provide a fun-filled month of celebrating early learning, young children, their teachers, families, and our communities.
That sounds amazing. I want to get to some of those activities in a minute. But first, tell us why this month is so important.
The first 5 years of a child's life shapes everything that comes after, both good and bad. When children have positive early learning experiences, such as strong families and quality care, they fare better in life as adults.
You mentioned parents and child care providers, too. How is this a month of celebration for them, too?
Being a parent is hard work. The month of the young child will give parents enriching activities that they can do with their child. For the child care providers, it's a chance to raise awareness about how hard Maryland's thousands of early childhood educators work. Quality child care means children are in nurturing learning environments, and these teachers are underpaid and often underappreciated.
That is so true. All right, so what are some of these activities that are planned during April?
For starters, our partners at Arts for Learning Maryland will be holding several artist-led workshops that are perfect for young children to learn through song. This includes learning the ABCs through hip-hop, social-emotional skills through the blues, and dancing through traditional Irish folk music.
That sounds so fun, and what a great way to learn. What else is coming up?
On April 8th, we're partnering with Abilities Network to host a community fun fair in Towson. It's free and open to the public. There will be resources for families, as well as food, giveaways, music, and games for the kids.
Wow, Doug. It sounds like there is a real variety of events planned for the month, with something for everyone. I know this is just the tip of the iceberg, so we encourage listeners to visit weaa.org to find more events planned for the month of the young child.